Good afternoon, and welcome to Acosta Verde first quarter 2026 earnings conference call. This is your conference operator. Currently, all participants are in listen-only mode. Following the company's remarks, we will open the call for questions. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and will be available for reply on our website at www.grupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to Mrs. Rosalinda Fernandez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acosta Verde. Mrs. Fernandez, you have the floor.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your participation in today's earnings call as we review Acosta Verde's consolidated results for the first quarter of 2026. Joining me today is Carlos Ruiz Santos, our CEO. On Thursday 29th, we release our quarterly report, which is available in the investor section of our website. We invite you to review this material to gain a deeper understanding of our performance and to contact us at inversionistas@grupoav.com with any questions. Before we begin, please note that during this call, we may refer to certain non-IFRS financial metrics. We should not be considered in insulation from our IFRS results. Additionally, this call may include forward-looking statements or subjective analysis that may involve risk and uncertainties. These statements are expressed on a good faith basis and with the understanding that management believes there is reasonable support for them. Actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied in these statements. With that, I would like to hand the call over to Carlos Ruiz, our CEO.
Thank you, Rosie. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our first quarter 2026 earnings call. It is a pleasure to be with you today. We began the year with good results for the company, with solid growth in both revenue and EBITDA. These results reflect the strong commitment of our team who continues to strengthen our administrative and commercial capabilities, helping us to maintain closer relationship with our clients and foster mutual growth. During the quarter, we stay focused on executing and operating strategies, improving the performance of our assets, and enhancing our values proportion across our shopping centers. On the sustainability front, we began the second phase of our solar panel project across five Plaza Senderos. Today, four of our shopping centers have their system fully installed, generating clear energy and under continuous monitoring. This is an important step forward our move towards clean energy and reducing our CO2 equivalent emission. On the social side, we internally publish our zero tolerance policy for workplace harassment, reinforcing our commitment to safe, respectful, and inclusive work environment. From a government perspective, we are working on the third annual integrated report, where we will share our ESG performance, commitments, and progress. We also concluded the update of our materiality exercise, transforming from an impact focus on a double materiality analysis. Turning now to shareholders' returns, on April 6, 2026, our annual general shareholders meeting approved a dividend of up to 1 billion pesos. This will be paid in two parts. The first, 700 million pesos, was distributed on April 15, and the second payment of up to 300 million pesos is subject to the board approval and expected during the third quarter of the year. Looking ahead, we will continue working in strategies focused on the improving performance across our areas, always with a clear version of creating long-term values to our shareholders. Thank you for your time and continue interested in Acosta Verde. With this, I will now turn the call over to Rosie, our CFO, who will walk you through the quarter's operating and financial performance in more details.
Thank you, Carlos. Starting with an overview of the portfolio, as of the end of the first quarter of 2026, Acosta Verde operated 18 community shopping centers across 9 states in Mexico, with total gross leasable area of 468,000 square meters. Occupancy rate remained at healthy levels, standing at 95.4%, 0.1 percentage points above the same quarter last year. In terms of foot traffic, the shopping center received around 23 million visitors during the quarter, which represents a 6% decrease compared to the first quarter of last year. However, vehicle traffic continued to improve, with approximately 5.8 million vehicles entering the parking facilities, up 4% compared to the first quarter of 2025. Collection efficiency remained strong, with our rent collections reaching 100% of invoice rent during the quarter. Moving on to the financial results, during the first quarter of 2026, NOI on a cash flow basis amounts to 390 million pesos, a 4% increase compared to the 375 million pesos recorded in the first quarter of 2025. The NOI margin remained strong at 89% for the quarter. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than the accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we believe that reflecting it on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision making. For ease of reference, please note that if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the first quarter of 2026 reached 414 million pesos, representing a 5% increase compared to the same period last year. A detailed reconciliation between both methodologies is available in our quarterly report. For the first quarter of 2026, lease spread stood at 7.8%, covering about 9.9 thousand square meters that were renewed and released during the quarter. In addition, as of March 2026, approximately 51% of the GLA is under contracts extending through 2029 and beyond that, which represents 32% of the fixed rent. On an accrual basis, for the first quarter of 2026, operating EBITDA increased 13% to 340 million pesos, compared to the 301 million pesos in the same quarter of 2025. The margin improved from 67 to 73%, driven by operating efficiencies. Finally, total debt closed at 4 billion pesos, down 9% compared to the same period last year. As a result, the loan-to-value ratio stood at 11%. With that, we conclude our prepared remarks and open the floor for questions. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star and two if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while we poll for questions. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mrs. Rosalinda Fernandez for her closing comments.
Thank you all for your time and trust. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you. This concludes our Costa Verde First Quarter 2026 conference call. You may now disconnect your lines.